Speaking in Juba today at the 28th reconstituted Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission plenary meeting, the head of RGMEC, Charles Tai Gitwai, expressed concern about continued delays in implementing the deal.
It is concerning that there is a long delay in the reconstitution of the various commissions and institutions at the national level in accordance with the roadmap timelines. In our last meeting, we were assured by the RTGNU that the restructuring and reconstitution of these commissions and institutions would be shortly concluded.
Another concern, says Gitwai, is the long delay in reconstituting various national commissions and institutions in accordance with the timelines in the roadmap. He says such delays will affect holding elections next year.
No progress has been made in the reconstitution of the Political Parties Council, despite the law having been enacted over 8 months ago. The reconstitution of the council is critical to paving the way for the registration of political parties. Also, the enactment of the National Election Act and its operationalization is way behind schedule. As a result of these delays, all the elections-related tasks, including the establishment and functioning of the institutions that drive the election process, are behind schedule.
James Nuel Nyol, a representative of the National Transitional Committee, or NTC, says the panel has done little because of the removal of the Ministers of Defence and the Interior and the lack of funding.
Regarding the funding, no progress has been made. The NTC attempted to schedule meetings in order for the board to meet, but because of the removal of the ministers who are members of the NTC board, the quorum could not be met. We wish we could provide the required fund for the security mechanisms, but the NTC still seek approval of the budget.
The Deputy Special Representative of the United Nations Secretary General in South Sudan, Gwang Kong, also called into question the delays on implementing the peace deal and urged the parties to speed up the process.
I call upon the parties to expedite without further delay the adoption of the National Elections Act to allow the reconstitution of the National Election Commission and in turn the commitments of the electoral preparations. The operationalization of the Political Parties Act is also due. Furthermore, we encourage the government to reconstitute the Political Parties Council so that the parties can begin registration and the preparation for elections.
Information Minister and Government Spokesperson Michael Makwe says the High-Level Standing Committee for the Implementation of the Agreement is reconstituting the National Constitutional Review Commission, and therefore the Constitutional Drafting Committee and other bodies related to the constitutional-making process will immediately be established. He says the Kiir administration is optimistic the constitution will be ready soon.
We believe that the permanent constitution of the Republic of South Sudan can be delivered in a shorter time than many people envisage, because all the documents that are to inform the process are readily available.
Gitwai is urging the government to provide adequate funding for carrying out the remaining tasks in the peace deal. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.